Flip it.
Well, today is Flip It Friday, and that's what we always do. Nikki Morse is going to do the word of the day for me and Wayne. And Wayne, you ready for this?
Hey, I am ready for this, but Nikki,
yes.
Ron, let me offer you a moment of consolation. You were just reading that warm and toasty weather forecast, Ron. What'd you say?
93 today.
Does it matter once it's over 90?
Not a lot.
Well, take heart and take solace. Overnight, I woke up this morning and got an email from a high school friend who lives in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, I'm going to escape to the mountains and get out of the 106 degree temperatures in Tucson.
Whoa. Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is she's complaining of humidity out there. I don't get that.
So. Oh, okay.
All right.
I've got a friend who lives in Tucson, too, and he's been talking about 100 degrees plus.
Yeah,
I'm not ready for that.
That's what happens when you live in a desert.
I'm glad I'm in North Carolina. Yeah, you get those lizards and, you know.
Tumbleweeds and cacti and.
Geico lizards, you know. Come to your house.
Gila monsters. Gila monsters.
There you go.
There you go. I was trying to think of it and I couldn't do it. Well, Nikki, you ready for the word?
Well, this word kind of fits in perfectly just now. And it's a word I have to admit that I find when adults use it, it's a little silly. It's not necessarily, I would say that it kind of pigeonholes teenagers, in my opinion, because I just think that this word is. Redonkulous.
Redonkulous?
And that is the word.
Redonkulous.
I love it.
Basically, what it means is ridiculous. It's an adjective. And some claim that the term is a blend of ridiculous and donkey, so it kind of has a two-fold meaning there a little bit. So, redonkulous, I'll spell it for you anyway. R-E-D-O-N-K-U-L-O-U-S. Redonkulous. Use it over the weekend. Throw it out to your teenagers if you happen to have one.
I even spelled it correctly, except I had a C in place of the K.
Oh, yeah. It's a K.
That's kind of a redonkulous word, actually.
Say, don't be a jackass, right? right?
Yeah, basically, that's what they're saying.
Well, yeah. Speaking of making an ass out of yourself.
Oh.
You know.
Fresh out of teenagers, but I'll look for one over the weekend, so...
I almost asked you before if you were talking about somebody that went to high school with you or you have a friend who's in high school.
Well, I got both.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Wayne, don't be ridiculous this weekend.
I'll do my best. Nikki, thanks. That's the keeper.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it.
Now Mary Donna can call you ridiculous and you'll understand what she's talking about.
Oh, that's only the beginning.
Flip it.